This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
We had a deal already, steady as we go. I could have been the one to tell them that we didn't, but it's hit and go. Head, get a dose, sets in the building, better be gone.
Go ahead, fade it out. There we go. Coordinated music and microphone manipulation by the always talented, if somewhat vengeful and petty, Will, the producer of my mom's favorite podcast, which is what you are now listening to. I'm James Bailey, your host, and this is on the HMBRadio.com. I always say the HMBRadio.com.
You got it, HMBRadio.com.
I know. It's better than I did the first couple weeks. I completely fucked the name the first couple weeks.
You're doing good, man. I'm proud of you. HMB Radio Network.
I'm getting used to smoking weed and saying that HMB Radio Network, HMBRadio.com. But this is my mom's favorite podcast. Our guests today are going to be Nina Ramdat. And if you are a true fan of the show, you'll understand why me saying it all fucked up was so funny. If not, go back and start listening to old episodes as soon as you finish this one. But we have Nina on today and then a new friend that we didn't know we were going to have. So hopefully she doesn't fuck up the whole flow. But she's great, so she should be fine. It'll be Amelia. And we'll tell you her last name later once I pry it out of her. Other than that, thanks for tuning in. Get ready to listen to another episode of my mom's favorite podcast.
I
know what I'm. I don't know what you're saying.
You should put the headphones
on. Are you not going to wear your headphones? You don't have to lean up on the mic and talk, but I told you I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to talk to you. I'm not just going to let you come and then sit in the room and then not acknowledge you. I'm not a monster. Don't whisper. Don't whisper over to me. Get out of the microphone. Come on, Amelia. She's done.
Listen, he's not going to let you come and then just sit there, Amelia.
You
got to do
that. Oh, see? See? That's not right. That's not right. Y'all picking on me already, man. So, hi. Was trying to keep it clean. I like that song by Seskrew. You guys listen to Seskrew?
No, I should. Should I?
They're so good. They're part of they're part of Seskrew. They're part of Strange Music.
Okay.
You know, like Tech and Mursday, Mayday, all them. Chris, I love. That's the bowl hits. If at any rate, it's called Bowl Hits or Hits from the Bowl. No, it's bowl hits or hits from the bowl, and then just randomly throughout the show, if you want to. You don't have to. There's absolutely no fucking structure here.
Okay.
Just reach in and grab a random topic, and then we just riff off of that. Or just do it now. It happens the same way every time. Just touch the papers. Yeah, so there's some random shit in there, and we'll talk about that later. We just kind of talk, see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no structure, except for Amelia. Amelia, get on the microphone.
I don't understand why she doesn't want to be a part of this. This is magic.
Know. It is. It's because maybe I got her a little too medicated. She's nervous. Look at her.
Amelia is one of my favorite people.
She's a lot of fun.
And I don't see her enough, and it makes me sad, so.
I'll, like, randomly not see her for, like, months at a time, and then just I'll be some James Bailey! And she's like, like, what up? So, Yo, do you want to come on? Come on. You could do it. You could do it. She's so medicated. Like, all she has to do is lean forward like 2 feet, ladies and gentlemen.
Not even 2 feet.
Not even 2 feet.
So. She doesn't want to. She was good to laugh at me sounding like a bowl of Rice Krispies.
Oh. I'm going to have to listen to it later.
You're
going
to have to see if
it
picked it up. I'll just bend down.
That happens to me. I realized today that I'm trying to kill myself by being a better, healthier person.
What do you mean?
Like, all right, so like I moved recently. Like this is my first month, my new place. So I finally get like all the way 100% unpacked for the first time in a long. Because when I was staying with my buddy previously, I was only supposed to be there for like a couple months. So I kind of half-ass unpacked, ended up being there like a year and something. So like I finally get everything unpacked. I find my fish oil pills, and I'm like,
please don't.
Oh shit. Fish oil pills. I forgot about these. I can start taking these again.
I didn't think they expired. Did they expire? They expired.
They expire.
Oh.
Because all right, you're thinking pills, right?
So no, I'm thinking old Guyanese people.
Oh.
No, yeah. It's good. Take it. No.
No, yeah.
It's good for you. It's good for your
Okay, first of all, I am 30. I don't know if it's... I was taking it. It was supposed to be good for my joints, and then I just found out I'm taking the wrong shit for that. I'm old, man.
There's...
I've led a rough, drug-addicted life.
No.
Yeah. I don't lead. I led previously. I'm a good... I'm going to Holy Land in, like, 2 days. I am. Amelia's going.
Isn't that Disney?
No. No, not the Holy...
By
what
Disney?
The fuck?
You said Disney.
I'm good. I said, Holy... I said Orlando, didn't I?
Yeah. Yesterday.
Huh?
I drove past it yesterday. It kind of looks like...
Lean into the microphone because we have headphones on, so you have to be a part of this. Put the headphones on. Lean in, Amelia. I'm going to say I'm going to say a last name because it sounds ridiculous. And I'm like, oh, Nina Ronda and Amelia, you're not fucking Cher, bitch.
Shh. Don't
be
Cher. Don't be...
Yo. Okay.
About that, though.
Yeah. All right. Now, keep in mind that I should have absolutely no idea who this person is. But because I'm like, let me be up on current events, like when I'm at work and I'm bored, I'll scroll through current events and shit, right? And I saw it was Kesha, and they weren't spelling it with the money sign anymore, and that threw me off. Legitimately, I was like, is there another one?
This is someone different.
What the fuck is going on now? Oh, yeah. My phone. If my phone gets too close to this whole apparatus, it starts to make that noise, and I forgot my phone was in my pocket.
When you say apparatus, it reminds me of scuba gear. I can't. In my head, I was like, no, self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
I think Nina might have got a bit of a contact here.
No, I didn't.
It's for wine.
Where's my cup of wine?
Well, Amelia, at least get the wine. Amelia, I'm going to put the last name out there. It's just,
Rose.
Rose. Well, yeah, that's the last name I was going to put out there. Jesus Christ, man.
I don't care about that.
That's her dancer name. Amelia's a stripper.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm just
kidding. No, if I had a stripper name, it would be Bam.
I'm sorry, what? Into the microphone.
You'd be a good Bambi. You'd be such a good Bambi.
I just pushed the microphone and she jumped.
It's like you just put a dick at me.
See, I wasn't going to... And if I was putting it there, it would have went right in between her breasts. I wasn't going to go there.
I think we both know you don't jump away from them. everyone here.
Yeah, granted, it'd be kind of big. It might have taken her a second, but...
Hold on, though.
Wait, by the way, you can't bang the table.
Oh, I did. I just did. I got excited.
She banged it from the top, not from the bottom. Relax, people. It's not that type of... Even though the time that I told a whole room full of people that you had a dick, you didn't get mad about it at all.
No, I didn't.
To put that into context for Amelia and people on stage.
James Bailey thought that I had written something in the bucket. So he said to the entire room of people at the open mic that I had a dick. And I was like,
like, well, it was something about chicks with dicks. And I was like, and just the way that Nina laughed when I read it, I was like, oh, she fucking set me up. So I was like, well... Nina Ramdat's the only chick I know with a dick. And a bunch of people, there's like, 20 people there. It was a decent night for an open mic.
Yeah, it was.
And I get off the stage and she's laughing and I go to walk up to her and be like, please don't hate me. And all she says to me before I can say a word is like, I can't be the only one you know.
I did.
Like, I'm not the only chick you know
not
that's
the only
swinging
chick you know
yet.
That has a penis, Bailey.
Doesn't get bad about
real.
It. That's why we're friends.
It's I would prefer it for most of the people there to think that I have a penis.
Well, that's one of the... All right. I wanted to talk to you about this while I had you on the show. And the whole leads perfectly. That's why I cut you and Will off of talking about this before. Like, I have literally seen this happen where you'll be on stage telling a joke and you will get hit on mid-fucking joke.
Yeah.
Like, they try to, like, incorporate it in, because it was, like, the one dude when we did the show at USF. Like, I don't even think he tried to incorporate in the joke. Didn't he just walk up to you and just be like, so, hey, what's up, like, while you were in the middle of, like, a punchline or some shit?
Yeah, he tried to have a legit conversation with me.
Yeah, like, wasn't even trying to, like, incorporate into the act. And then some dude at brewery said something about, like, having you shit in a cup form or something weird.
That was at, was actually my very first heckle. That was at Kava.
I thought that was at brewery. Didn't somebody say something weird to you at brewery?
People, yeah.
That was when she was aggressive.
Yeah, I was super aggressive.
Get on the fucking mic.
And everybody was really uncomfortable because I was actually legitimately aggressive.
Well, I actually haven't seen you on stage in a while. You always go up and then I don't know about it. Come to think of it. Like, I'll be like,
it's nice.
No, I know that sounded so like, oh my God.
Well, honestly, I haven't really been doing as much like since I got into the accident. I've been dealing with so much other shit between like my DUI and then two car accidents in 3 months.
Yeah, because I've only.
Was there another one?
I was in two.
Amelia, get on the goddamn microphone.
I was in the
Amelia
one that...
Rose, and don't make me do any more. Now get on the microphone. You keep talking, and you can only half ass hear people. Get on the microphone. Put the headphones in. You're
just
still talking. Come on.
Then you can hear my explanation to the story.
It sounds so much better. Put your fucking head. Come on.
But I can hear you right
now. Just do it.
All right. You know what? You know what we're going to do, because she just is being impossible about this? I'm going to put her face on
the podcast.
Like, on the podcast. Like, it's just going to be the picture. And I'm just going to go and troll through Facebook, and then I'm going to find people that say they're related to her and look for pictures that they tagged her in, so embarrassing family photos from years ago. And I'm just going to put it all over the internet.
I don't have any of that.
Yeah, you do.
I really don't.
Everybody does.
Doesn't love me that much.
Everybody does. Dude, please get on the microphone, because that was really funny, and my listener deserved to hear that, and now he won't, which is probably Jander Gray.
I was like... Why are you referring to it as the one person who's
okay.
listening?
I can tell you my listeners because they're my friends and they talk to me. So it's probably like Jander and David Wayne mm-hmm. and Dakota, and hopefully Sean and Donald are listening to it now too. And one other person told me they listened to it and I forgot who it is.
You had a lot of plays on the Orion one I saw.
Oh, shit. A whole bunch of their friends all listen. Hopefully more of their friends will listen after that.
Yeah.
They were fun little kids. They were... I keep saying little kids. It's kind of dick. They're
yeah,
like,
it is rude.
Well, because they're like this. Well, Amelia's 23. Mm-hmm. Didn't you just turn though, right?
December.
Don't
I'm
ask
sorry,
her
when
questions.
Was that?
She's not.
No, when was that?
Into the microphone.
When was that? Come on, come on, come on.
Do it.
Do it.
Put the
peer pressure.
On.
You want to be cool like everybody else, don't you?
Be a part of this.
It's just slowing things down. Just forget it.
All right.
She'll get acclimated and then she'll jump on.
Right.
It just hurts me in the insides. Okay, so back to the weird questions. Oh, yeah, so how weird is that, like, you're up there, and just because, like, do you think it's because you're, like, a pretty girl, or you're just a girl? Like, why are these dudes like, hey, what's up, girl, while you're trying to tell jokes?
I have no idea. I really don't. I had a really awkward stage in my life where I was shaped like a potato, and I used to wear, like, the weird long T-shirts. Like, it was just not, like, it wasn't cute. So
I know, you showed me the pictures.
Yeah.
I thought they were cute.
No,
but you're just...
I'm not talking about when I was fat. I'm talking about when I was 12.
Oh.
There's a difference.
Never mind, you didn't show me those pictures. All right.
Like...
Did not show me those pictures. No, no, no.
No.
All right, thanks for clarifying, though, because if you just would have been
like
what the fuck?
I'm talking about where, like, my peers who were male were definitely talking to me because of my personality. Like, not, like... This one girl got super upset. I was like the third grade, and I was really good friends with this guy who was really good at sports, and we were just friends.
Yeah.
And this girl almost choked me because he asked me to hold his sweater, and she decided she needed to like rip it off from how I was like she needed to be the one to hold it. Like, that was my life. That's a real thing that happened.
I was like the dude version of that, except I didn't get like sweaters ripped off my neck. I got choked with like hands on my throat. Like, the fuck you talking to my girl for? Like, dude, look at me. I'm fat. She's not touching it. Relax, bro. Like, I'm fat. I'm poor. I'm awkward. Like, I occasionally say some really ridiculous shit. I'm willing to do just about anything to get a laugh. Like, I've jumped over flaming couches. But, like, yeah, that was me. That was, like, boy me.
Yeah.
And then dude's just like, what the fuck? And I'm like, look at me, dude. I'm not a threat. Like, back up.
Absolutely. You need to have more confidence in yourself.
Well, no, that's when I was, like, 15. And then I hit... 18, I moved to Florida, and I lost 30 pounds in 3 months and grew, like, another inch. So I was, like, 6 foot, 175, and, like, toned and tan, and, like, oh, I was doing really well.
And then
well.
You fell in love with a picture of yourself.
I did. I did. I got so bad. Oh, I'm not even going to lie, dude. I was egotistical as shit. But, like...
I could hear it in the way you were describing
God.
What you
dude,
looked like.
It was... Well, like, all right, and I'm, like, this, like, sounds like it's pushing, but this is, like, the honest to goodness truth, because I didn't have a lot of game. I was still kind of, like, the fat kid who just cracked a lot of jokes and did crazy shit to get a laugh. That was still me 100%. But now girls, like, it didn't even matter. I didn't have to do that. They just walked in, hey, what's up? And I'll be like, hey, do I got to jump on something? They'd be like, no. Just come here. Just come with me. Wait, what? Like, I had no idea what was going on. I was fucking really horrible about it. Your food's here. And, oh, wait, maybe not. Never mind.
Don't
fooled me. They It looked
Don't
like he had a package and he came right up to the door and then he turned. Yeah, they're, by the way, halfway through the podcast, they're just going to start numbing on some fries that they ordered.
I didn't know
Grub
they were
going
to, I mean, it said after we ordered that it was going to take an hour. So
Jesus.
It doesn't matter. As you can see, there's nearly no structure here, so
yeah,
it's whatever.
But always still feels weird to me because sometimes I don't even notice it. Like, you guys whistled at us just to get our attention, and I didn't even know that happened.
But
I didn't even know.
In all fairness, though, I did do, like, the pervy whistle.
You did, and I didn't even hear it. So, like,
I knew it was y'all, though.
What's the pervy whistle? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Type, you know, like the cat calling whistle or whatever.
And in my head, I was like, ooh, pizza, fries. Like, what's happening? I didn't even... Amelia was like, oh, Bailey's here. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, we saw him outside. And I was like, no, we didn't. So.
Yeah. That's why, like, whenever I see, like, one of those weird posts on, like, Facebook where it's just, like, food obsessed, my first thought is just, like, need it. Because we've had this conversation.
Oh, yeah. I love food.
Yeah. Where it's, like, food matters more than most people, you know?
Not even in a nurturing way.
Like, you could be full and just be like, I think I'm just going to stay home and munch on this instead of talk to that human.
I'm going to go on a date next week. It's weird.
What?
It's weird. I don't know. I'm going to go on a date. My deciding factor, the day I decided, yeah, let's do this, was when he posted a video, of some cinnamon rolls that he had made that had bacon on top. I was like, let's go out. Let's hang out. Let me bang my elbow on the table.
Elbow drop.
So...
Yeah,
that's weird.
I was supposed to go on a date with this girl, and then we had to like legitimately cancel one of them. And then when I had to cancel it, I was able to take a step back and be like, you know, I almost went on a date but didn't ask this girl like 3-4 months ago, and I was like, why did I stop myself then? And then I kind of did like the whole red flag check and like saw 2 or 3 red flags, and I was just like, no, you didn't do it before. Back out now, but now it's like really awkward.
Oh, that, you know, sucks.
Yeah. Hey, Nina, is the guy... sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but is he a photographer by any chance?
Oh. All right, this time food for real. This time food for real. Yeah.
I know who it is. Yeah. And you know who it is?
Hi.
The guy that I cannot stand.
Oh, really?
Wait, who is
why?
That guy? The
Remember?
Guy? Oh, wait, you're going on
why?
A date with
why?
That
why?
Guy?
Why? What did he... Why? What happened?
Seriously?
I need to know.
I'll tell you.
It can't be that guy.
Yeah, don't say the
name. I'm not a big fan.
Don't say... Yeah.
It can't be that guy.
Oh, no.
Because that guy looks way too weird.
You're way too good for him.
Okay.
Is he, like, really weird looking?
He's... okay.
I wouldn't say he's weird looking.
He's not weird looking.
Well,
he
no,
looks
like his
a normal person.
His
but he's,
hair choices.
He does his, weird hair things.
His facial hair things.
I can't believe it. That's so funny.
Oh, that makes me so sad in my heart place.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Don't be sad.
Aww.
I haven't actually talked to him. Like, it's...
Oh, well, there you go. That could be... Wait.
Enjoy. It's going to be good. I'm sure it'll be fine. You'll probably end up marrying him. It's going to be great.
No. No, if she hasn't actually talked to him, I'll hold out some hope for her.
Let's not. Okay. Well, I.
Let me just say this.
I made a decision not to go on a. Well, I wasn't even gonna go on a date.
Do a lunch date. Well, no, don't. I would laugh my ass if you actually listened to this, not realizing. I used to have a segment on the show when we first started. It was a bitch on blast, and I'd go, "Who's your Bob? Who's your bitch on blast?"
Uh-huh.
And he was the only person to make it 2 weeks in a row before I ended the segment for the negativity.
Oh, really?
Without even a hesitation. It just, as soon as I was like, hey, Will, who's your... I got this. And, so, and I'm not even...
I hate you.
I'm not even joking. It was like 7 minutes. He was pulling up Facebook video pictures and posts. Like, I'm sorry to do this to you. But it was fucking hilarious. And then all of a sudden, he's like...
Well, here's... I don't know. It's hard for me to date, though. It's really hard for me to date. Because...
You have horrible taste in men, apparently.
I have never had a conversation with a person. I'm open to
having
a conversation with somebody.
Because you don't know. Like, he could have changed.
Oh, he's very sweet. He's very nice. You'll like him.
He could have heard the podcast and been like, you know what? I need to make some changes. Another week, he's calling me out again. Okay, I really need to make some changes. So you don't know. He could be trying to better himself. He happened to bump into Nina, and
he's not, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. So don't let us because I don't want to pre-taint your, because, like, again, this is,
let me just
I haven't met him. I'm just going based on what he said. That's a personal beef.
But here's the thing. If I like both of you guys, like, as people.
I think he's a very sweet guy, but the way he interacts with the community is not so nice in some of the things that he does. He painted over a mural in the back of his shop that I don't think he was authorized to do, and he was really shitty about how he did it.
Oh.
So he's kind of alienated quite a few people, and if you're going to be part of the community, you'd think that you wouldn't do that, but everybody loves him, so whatever. I just don't think he's a very nice
person. It's a personal beef. I haven't met him. I just find
it's not a personal beef with me. I don't have, like, animosity. Well, I do have animosity to him just because of how he is, but he never did anything to me. Personally,
shouldn't have said a thing. This is awesome.
I just don't like. I just don't like. Real. I just don't like what he's done to the community and some of the things that he's done.
Man, shit just got tense.
So I don't know if you've noticed, like, even when I'm in a relationship, I really don't put a lot of relationship things on social media. Like, I don't.
That's smart.
It's very smart. Well, I don't like people in my business.
I don't even like really known you long enough to know of one, maybe two. Because I just met you a year or so ago, not even.
I think it's bizarre when people even put up, like, in a relationship with people. Because you're just setting yourself up for having to end that at some point.
Yeah.
And then making it known. It's nobody's business.
But it's weird because of the type of culture it is, too, now. And it's not necessarily a good thing. I have talked about this before with the culture. Like, where we are right now, technology-wise, so far as, like, Facebook and social media, it could all stop right now. It doesn't need to progress any further. What we have is more than enough. Mm-hmm. We don't need to continue doing things like Periscope and there's another live streaming one where it's just like...
Well, I think we become so disconnected.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's becoming so incredibly disconnected. Like, that's one of the reasons I'm not super techie.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it would be so easy for me to just get lost in, like, my own little techie world and not have any kind of real interaction with a person.
Well, you could be sitting in front of a room full of great people doing an amazing podcast. You're going to end up playing with your phone and nibbling on fries like some asshole all the time. You know, which...
That's not nice, James Bailey. Because then she's going to say something, you're going to yell at her because she's not close enough to the microphone.
Well, and then she can brush up on the microphone. I told her before we started.
Because I want to be eating fries, too.
See, if she was really your friend, she would know how much you love food.
Such a bag of dick.
Oh! I don't care. We got her to the microphone. No, I have to be like, oh, God, I wish Louis C.K. hadn't done it as a bit. Because it's such, like, a good thing to, like... What do you mean by a bag of dicks? Is that, like, a bag full of dicks? Is the bag made out of dicks? Is it one
a dick skin bag?
Yeah.
Yeah. A bag made out of foreskin.
I don't know.
That's dark.
Wow.
That's dark.
What the fuck?
Too
Nina.
Far. You went too
and
far.
And Nina's not even the one that medicates. That's great.
No.
Will gets a contact every time.
Every time. It happens.
The first time.
I'm just preparing myself for it now. I know it's coming.
And we've talked about this ad nauseum on the podcast, too. But the first time I ever did a podcast, it was his.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, man, do you mind if I smoke beforehand? He's like, no, go ahead. And so I stood, like, by the window, but the windows were closed. And, like, halfway through the podcast, he's just like, hey, I think I got a contact, man. I keep forgetting things.
That's funny. I can't. I used to. I don't know. I have smoked pot. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
No.
Well, not like everybody.
DUIs are my thing, apparently.
Yeah. We'll see. And that's why I don't drink alcohol, because alcohol is so much my thing.
How's that going? How's your DUI coming along?
I'm done. It got bumped down to reckless.
Oh, nice.
And I finished paying my fine. I did my community service.
Oh, cool.
So hopefully I can step out of the shadows into the light again.
Okay, Bane. But, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
Don't look at me. Oh, this is too much fun. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah, I wore my Batman shirt special just for Nina because she's such a huge Batman fan. We have multiple conversations about this. I might be going back to my idea of doing my bathroom as a Batman design.
Oh please.
It's either...
was the sound of Will's disapproval.
Oh, you don't even understand. Me and Will have had so many fights on this podcast about my fucking choice of fucking t-shirt apparel. Because Will does not think it's proper for a grown man of my age to wear superheroes on his t-shirts.
I don't think men should have. Well, I'm kind of. This is a band shirt, but I don't think men should have.
I was like, that says something. What's that?
I don't think men should have a design on their shirt.
And the day that he's yelling to me about this, Dave Weingarten was sitting here with the Bruce Lee DJing shirt.
That's one of my favorite shirts.
It is. It's such a great shirt.
When and Tony Stark had it on, and
Age of Ultron.
Yes, and yeah. I was like, I need that shirt. Yes. I don't have it yet, so my birthday's in April.
all right, so Nina Ramdot on Facebook. You can find out where to send her Bruce Lee shirts. Please, no dick pics. Nina Ramdot on what's your Twitter handle?
I've actually gotten 2 dick pics this month. What?
Dude, nice. It's hysterical. I mean, it's not hysterical, but it's awful. Like, whenever I listen to, like, you know, famous people's podcasts, like Nerdist or Rogan, and there's, like, a Jenny Johnson was one. I remember the one with April Richards. April Richardson on the Nerdist podcast. Just, like, as soon as one of them says, like, their media handle, like, during the podcast, they're like, oh, here come the dick pics. She's like, yeah, I don't want them, but here they come. Like,
no, I don't get them very often, but I've gotten 2 this month.
So. Unsolicited?
Huh? Yes.
Unsolicited? That's... assault, I think.
Well, one of them was, do you want to see it? And I was like, if you send it, I'm not going to not look at it.
Well, that's not solid. I was going to try to justify it, but it's still like, really a yes.
No, that's a yes, though.
Yeah, it was, no, do you want to see it to see if you could handle it? And I got it, and I was like, oh, you don't know I've ever been with a black dude.
It was just an overconfident.
It was just average.
See, that's why
I'm too confident to send one.
That's why I don't do dick pics. I don't fucking. I had a girl. She's like, yeah, let's. She wanted to do the what's it called? FaceTime or whatever. She wanted to, like, kind of do that. And I'm like, I don't do that.
I don't,
and she's
think
like,
about,
I'm
you
like,
being sexual.
I'm like, that's too bad. Really? That's brutal, man. That's brutal. That's brutal. Anyway, man, this is hurtful. My meanest guest so far. I was like, oh, maybe I'll have a lady on. It'll be a nice, gentle conversation, and we'll talk about classy things. Nope, so far she was the first one to talk about busting nuts.
You said in front of
a
room full of people that I had a penis. So I don't know why you thought this would not be.
All right, fair enough.
Bad
fair enough.
So the one was, he asked, and then you said, all right. And then the other one you just got randomly.
Yeah.
Was it through a social media thing or a text?
I don't want to get too much into that one.
Why?
I just don't.
What does it matter?
It just...
Was it like somebody that you're like friends with and they were just like, oh, by the way, thump?
I just don't need to talk about it.
On Is it who we were talking about earlier?
No! Oh, no!
Sorry, listener, she just blew your eardrums out. That's my bad, though. I knew the reaction that was going to happen.
Wait, I don't understand, though. What's the difference if it gets sent through a social media thing or a text?
I mean, it was through a chat thing, a chat kind of thing. So I have too much respect for that person to really go into that.
That's well, you don't have to, name the person or whatever. I was just curious.
Like, nobody's going to get it off of context except for you and homeboy, because he's going to be like, wait a minute, that sounds like my inappropriate behavior.
Why are you talking about that? What? What?
Oh, man. There's only been a few things that I haven't wanted to really get into on the podcast. Just because it's like, we've delved deep into my drug addiction. We went really deep with Dave Weingarten about doing steroids. Fucking... age dating with the fucking band. But, if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. Everybody else has bared their soul, but it's cool, Nina. Hold back.
We can talk about other things.
All right, well, how about if we can get Amelia on the microphone again to tell us how many random dick pics have you gotten this month?
She's the queen of dick pics.
Currently, I have almost 200 dick pics in my
phone.
Damn. No. Wait a minute. Okay.
200 different dicks?
First of all, why are you saving all them dicks?
No, girls do that.
We do.
Most girls do.
You
want to
see a dick? I'll show you a dick.
I'm good.
My favorite thing to do, though, is when you send it and I don't want it, I just send you one back. like a dick for a dick.
Right?
That's good. That's really appropriate. Guys, I'm not going to lie, though. I've kept titty and vagina pictures. I don't have any recently because I haven't had any for quite some time, and I've broken my phone and like, oh, well, those are gone now forever.
You know what my old roommate used to do? It was kind of weird. He found this free photo editing software, and apparently you can like do this thing called X-ray, and you can kind of see like contours of like shapes and stuff like that. So he would X-ray these photos of like celebrities and stuff, and spent hours doing that.
For what purpose? Like, why?
Just to make it a little bit more imaginable what they were naked.
And it was like his friends that were chicks. He just was like, I just want to know potentially what could be there. So he spent a lot of time X-raying the photos.
I used to just get pictures. I used to just be like, hey.
Yeah, but these were girls that are not going to send him pictures. So he was like, I'm never going to be able to see these. So I'm going to try my best to see them with this photo editing software.
That's just weird. Like, I mean, porn's about as far as I'll go to be like, let me see that. Like, but that's like they want to see. But like, I just don't think I could go out of my way to be like, hey, I want to check this shit out right here.
Oh no, he's a creep. I'm not trying to say he wasn't being a creep about it. Like, that's not a normal thing to do.
Yeah, right.
He's like, wait a minute.
That's not just what a Tuesday does.
I don't want your friendship. I want to know what you look like. Yeah.
I mean, I think every guy thinks of that when they meet a chick. I usually picture, like, if I go over to, like, my friend's mom's house for dinner, I'm imagining her in lingerie, but I can keep it to myself now. I can control my
Was
my
there
own
a
boners.
Point where you couldn't keep it to yourself?
Well, no.
he would just look at somebody and be like, damn, she's hot, and just whip it out and start rubbing his dick.
Yeah, no, I guess you're right. Fair point.
When were you sharing this with me?
Hey, I don't know. I'm pretty open.
Just thought
general,
about your mom
so.
In lingerie.
I've actually told
Seven
quite
out of
a
10, bro. 7 out of 10.
I've yeah, that good.
I've actually told quite a few of my friends that I want to bang their moms. I went so far as my buddy Justin. We were in a fantasy football league together,
mm-hmm.
and I named my team LOG, and like you know a fucking acronym or whatever with letters. I couldn't think of words for a minute. And,
So I just looked at you like, come on, baby. Yeah.
Hey, that happens sometimes. but I was like, my team name was LOG. And he's like, what's that stand for? And I'm like, his mom's name was Laura. And I was like, Laura's orgasm giver. And he was just like, you're a dick. And then one day we were like watching one of the final games of the year. And his mom came over to the house. And like, we all grew up together. So, and she comes in. I was like, hey, mom, how you doing? You know, we're chit-chatting.
Oh, you call her mom, too?
I know. He calls my mom, too. And then he talks the same shit. It's really weird.
Yeah, I think guys do that.
We've all known each other since we were, like, 14.
Okay.
Like, we're not really doing that. We're just, like, we're just being assholes to each other. But then, like, halfway through, like, us watching the game together, I'm having a conversation with his mom, and he's like, hey, Jay, what's your team name mean again? And I'm just like, shut up. like, I'm literally talking to his mom, and I'm like, dude, don't fuck it. And he's just, like, you could see it on his face. Like, he's just pushing the inch, and I'm like, don't fuck it. I had to walk away. Like, no.
That's uncomfortable.
No. Oh, it was hilarious, though. He got me, and he fucking got me back.
Yeah?
I forgot. So what were we talking about again? Oh, yeah. No, I forgot.
Well, we started talking about dick pics, and I started talking about...
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you have... All right. So sending the dicks back is... I mean, you could keep 2 or 3 dicks tops. You don't need 200 dicks. I mean...
I don't know. The day that I got one, I was like, you'd be real proud of me today. I got a dick pic. I text messaged her. She was the first person I text messaged.
My goal is to have at least 365, so I have one dick
for every day of the year.
Like good calendar strategy. Girls.
And
but
just to clarify to anybody that just tuned in and all they heard was me say Amelia's name and then her go, I want a different dick every day of the dick pics. Like, are these all of these random? Are these dudes you know? Do you like...
Some of them I know, some of them are random. Like, there are sometimes where guys will just, and I've had to put my Facebook all the way on private, because they'll just message me a dick, and I'm like, oh, okay, we're doing that now? All right.
Yeah, it's a new thing.
Is it anything like you're just like, oh, man, got another dick pic today that puts me almost up at 197, and then a dick pic just falls in your inbox?
Pretty much. It's just like, oh, hey.
So if you mention anything that sounds penal... You're just going to have dick pics hitting your fucking inbox?
I don't even have to mention anything. It'd be like, how's the weather? And they're just like,
essence, man. Now, her essence makes you want to send her a dick pic.
I can't be the only male friend you know that knows about your dick collection.
Cam knows. Cam has seen it on accident, but he's seen it.
Would you put it? You put them in a special
I
folder?
I really wish you had to say accident.
He has a folder for that.
I have a folder that says dick pictures, and I have.
There's no way that he sees that on accident. When you look and you say dick pictures, that's code for girl stuff. Boop. Oh nope, that's a bunch of dicks.
There's been one time where I actually got sent a video of a guy playing with one, and we were in line for the Earl Sweatshirt concert. No, it was just some random snap, and I opened up my phone and I hit the snap, and the video started, and he was like. Whoa, you can't open snaps in public anymore. you're not allowed to do that. That's a thing you can't do.
Well, did you, that Apple thing, that they where you could just share your pictures and shit being close enough to somebody?
That's terrifying
that's
to me.
That's scary to me. That's yeah, why that's I don't have an Apple.
Terrifying
dude, like,
to me.
Do you know about that, right, Will?
No.
When what is it called? iSomething? iCloud? It's something where with Apple phones, with the ones that came out, I want to say like last summer. They had a new feature where if you got your iPhone close enough to another iPhone, you could just send it pictures. Like the person never even had to pull it out their pocket. You could just and they would send them right to some inbox they had, and they'd bing and they'd look up. And dudes were just walking around fucking on like New York subway trains and all over England and shit. They actually made a crime name for it. I can't remember what it was.
I have
but
to delete some pictures out of that.
Yeah, yeah. No, at some that's point. Terrifying because yeah. any. Any
they can't take pictures, but they can give
has,
you.
Has like right. blocks of nudes in her phone for
we
like a day.
Well, no, they couldn't take them, but they could just send them. Like
oh,
you, you
oh.
had to send it. Like yeah, so like if I have a picture of a dick on like my
oh,
dick on my
that's
phone,
gross. Oh.
I don't have to know you. If I see you playing with your iPhone and I just stand close enough to you, I can just fucking shoot it over to
that's
you.
That's real gross.
I don't have to have your number or anything. I don't have to and just boom, you got a dick or whatever the hell I want. I could send you pictures of fucking dead roadkill. Getting
that's,
fucked by other roadkill.
That road sounds like harassment.
But yeah. It is. Well, that's the
I
law.
I got told the other day by a guy who, he was very forward and just was really gross about it. And he told me, he was like, well, it's a part of life. You have to get used to that. That's how
used
it is.
Used to what?
And it's like the way that they talk to you now, it's like they think it's appropriate. And they
well,
think it's like
look that up,
okay to do. And I don't.
Something like dick pics send on an iPhone in England.
It's just gross now. Guys so, think that that's like how you.
But, like, okay. I don't understand that. Like, I, all right. Oh, this is the point I wanted to make. I just remembered a point I wanted to make, like, 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
when you said something about, like, that's how all guys look at women now is just, what do you want to see naked? Like, I, and granted, I have a daughter. I was with my mother. And
airdrop.
So, like, airdrop. Okay, yeah. So, see, there's some law. There's, it's an actual, they actually came up with a name for the type of crime it is in England, I think it was. But anyway, like, so, yeah. And I think any human being, as soon as you look at another person, your first thought is appearance. It's like whether or not you judge them on that, you're going to first look at somebody and go, oh, they're pretty, they're fat, they're tall, they're skinny, whatever it is. It's how we're wired, you know, back to caveman days.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing now is we don't have to judge them on it. Like I can see somebody and go, oh, she's pretty. I wonder if she's a bitch. And just talk to her and find out about her before I automatically go, she's pretty, she's great, or she's this, you know, so.
Yeah.
And because I have a kid and because I was raised by my mother, and because of the way that, like you said, with dicks just flying at you everywhere with no, like, give me your dick. Like, now my second thought is, holy fuck, I hope she doesn't think that the only thing I think about her is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I instantly go, oh, I wonder, and then go, fuck, how is this going to, like, look to her? Because I don't want to be another creepy-ass dude with all the other creepy dudes you hear about dropping their dicks on you for no...
You know, I understand
that.
I understand it's assault and it's not a good thing. Dude shouldn't do that. But at the same time... Can't you just laugh something like that off?
Here's the thing. Like, there are certain circumstances where, like, yeah, it's funny, right? But I don't think people actually realize unless you have it happen to you. Like, I was walking through the mall the other day, and I was on break. And this guy was at this stand, and he said something to me. And I was clearly not wanting to be talked to.
Right.
Like, my head was down. I was in my phone. I was walking fast, not at a pace that I would stop. And then when I didn't respond to him, he was like, oh, you don't have to be mean about it. And I was like...
What did he say?
I forget what he said. He, like, said something to me to try to get my attention, but I wasn't paying attention to him, you know? And then it was just like, what? You don't have to be a dick about the... He asked me... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to do that all the time. He asked me...
Nina's very excitable.
No, he asked me to stop and, like, look at whatever thing he was... Or he's like, hey, how are you? Or hope you're having a good day. And I was like, I'm fine, thanks. And I just... I wasn't nice about it, though. Like, I responded to him, but I went back right back to what I was doing.
So he was trying to sell you something.
I don't think he was, though. It wasn't, because I walk past there all the time.
It was just a way for like, him to get you to stop and be like, hey.
He wasn't trying to sell me anything.
Yeah.
We walk past there constantly. It's on the way to Starbucks.
Mm.
Like, it's on the way. I've seen him thousands of times. And then when I was walking past again, he was like, well, I hope you have a better day. And I was like, you're still being a dick about it. Like, I've been gone for 10 minutes. I've been gone for 10 minutes. Like, but guys do that. And I've seen it happen to other girls, too, where, like, you get hit on and you politely turn it down. And then they're like, well, you don't have to be a bitch. I wasn't being a bitch. I just didn't give you the answer that you wanted. You don't have to be so aggressive and think that you're entitled to have my attention.
It happens very seldomly, but it does happen the other way. Like, where, you know, you can try to be polite, but it's so fucking seldom that I really don't even count. And I think the big thing to your point, Will, is where you can't, the reason that it's harder to laugh off is that it's a feeling of helplessness. Like, I've been a victim of like, child abuse and shit. Like, I got hit pretty hard when I was a kid. Like, a lot, randomly. And it's a feeling of helplessness, and that's, like, one of the shittiest feelings you can have. It's also a feeling I'm familiar with from when I was fucking addicted to shit. Like, you have absolutely no control over the situation. And that's what's horrible about it. Because even if they get rid of that dick pic, it's still the fact that what's to stop him from sending it back or another dude? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like dudes are actually hitting them with their dick. I think that would be
way
worse.
Listen.
They like throw the phone of the dick pic and hit you in the head.
Yeah, like if dudes just walked over like, what's up?
When I was 19, I used to take the Jersey Transit train like from New Jersey to New York. And I would like, this is going to tell you how long ago that was. I would like have my CD player.
Oh, fuck you.
And I
can remember having a cassette player, okay? Don't try me.
I would put my headphones in, and I would just, like, sometimes fall asleep because it was a long fucking ride. And there was one day I was on the train, and when this guy came in, there were a couple of other open seats, like, around me. And I was like, okay, that's fine. But he, like, stood there, and clearly he was waiting for me to move my bag so that he could sit next to me, and I moved it, you know? So him and I are the only two people in our row.
Yeah.
I fell asleep, and I woke up to him playing with himself and, like, this far away from my face and, like,
oh,
rubbing my
God.
Leg. Yeah. Oh. Like, that's...
That's not okay.
No,
that
it's
you can't
not
laugh.
Okay. It's not okay. That's... How do I laugh that off?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, there's no... Yeah. No, it's... And that's oh, that's
like,
what's
he
so
was
horrible.
This far away. I could feel his did breath
you,
on my neck.
Did
it
you
was so...
call authorities, or...?
I went into shock. I stood up, and I just got the hell out of there. Like, I just moved. I was like, I can't. My dad told me, like, I told my parents about it when I got home. I just got out of there as fast as I could. And my dad was like, you always ride in a train car that has a conductor in it. Always. Always.
Yeah, because, like, you guys aren't, like, neither one of you ladies are fucking tall by any. And even, like, girls that are taller, like, just physically speaking, unless you work out to make it so, generally men are stronger. That's just, I'm not trying to be sexist. That's, like, a fucking fat. Like, there are plenty of women who could kick my ass very easily.
No,
don't get
not.
It. Yeah, there is. Dude, I know one for a fact. This girl, my friend Christina, used to work with her. She did kickboxing and shit, like, competitive whenever she wasn't bartending. She kicked a girl in the side of the head so fucking hard with the sparring boots on that she broke her own foot. Knocked the girl smooth out and broke her. Because the girl, like, took a cheap shot during, like, a sparring session, or maybe it was a competition. But my friend snapped and just had that much power, like, girl.
I believe in you. I think you could beat her up if you wanted to.
I did tell her we
were... You could beat me up if it makes
sense. Well, we were joking around one day, and I was like, Christina, you ain't no normal chick. If you ever come at me, like, I'm treating you like a fucking full-grown dude. Like, I'm gonna swing on you, and she's like, I'll still knock you out. I'm like, fuck. Like,
she's right.
Like, I'm a... Like, I'm a...
My friend Jamie's a black belt. I'm terrified of her. I don't ever want her to be mad.
Yeah, like, I mean, I can fight.
Her to be mad.
I've been in fights. I've taken care of myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can handle... Like, if it was a dude, I could handle it. But, like, there's just something, especially if she's trained, and there's going to be that little part of my brain that's just like, don't punch a woman. And I'm going to be trying to, like, my baby mom used to punch me in my face hard. And she's 4'11". And all I ever did with her was just grab her, wrap her up, not even, like, squeeze tight enough to leave a red mark, let alone a bruise.
Yeah.
And just be like, are you done yet? And she'd fucking scream and yell at me to get off her and call me all kinds of pieces of shit. And I'd be like, all right, I'm going to let you go, but don't fucking hit me again. And she'd be like, okay.
This
and
is
let
your
her go.
This is your daughter's mother.
Yeah, she is fucking feisty,
she sounds
bro.
Like a treat,
right?
In all fairness, one of the times she attacked me, we had got in an argument, and I didn't feel like arguing anymore because I'm not a fighter. Like, I'm not an arguer. I'm not. If you want to have a discussion about what's going on, cool. But I'm not going to scream and yell. I'm not going to do that shit. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to do it. I knew this was going to piss her off, and I shouldn't have done this. But I was like, "You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm an asshole. You fucking piece of shit. Don't take the. You're right. I'm such a horrible person.
Oh, that's going to piss her off more.
Yeah.
And I did that, and I wouldn't even look at her. I wouldn't engage with her for, like, ever, and then shit just, long story short, I got punched
in the face. James Bailey, King of the Mind Games.
Oh, God.
Punched in the face.
Well, like, at one point, she threw a knife. I got her the knife. That was my fault. She said, she's like, I'm so pissed at you right now, I would stab you. And I was like, oh, really? And I got up and I went in the kitchen and I grabbed a knife and I shoved the handle at her. And I was like, well, then fucking go ahead.
You don't test a woman who punched you in the face already. Yeah. She already punched you in the face.
Well, no, at that
you don't get her a knife.
At that point, the only time she had punched me, she said, was an accident. Because I hit her the head.
She already punched you, though.
I know, I'm such an idiot.
I think women are more violent probably in domestic occasions.
Because
it's
physically anyways. I've had a few confrontations with girls. One threw a glass at me and like at my feet.
Too. Yeah, she
and
did
then
that
just
too.
Like cut my legs all up. That was pretty wild. Stopped seeing her immediately.
I should have. I think I did shortly after the second punch.
I had a girl throw I think it was like a bottle of vodka. Too.
Oh, wow.
I have a question. Where are you guys finding these girls?
Yeah,
where are you?
I used to be a raging alcoholic, so it was pretty. My daughter's mother was like a friend of friend. And let me be fair. Like this, she was only really like that with me. She's never been bad with my daughter. She's a wonderful mother. Just in case this whole thing somehow gets back to her, because
don't be afraid, James. We can find you some protective.
I joke.
You can call your friend.
I joke around about it with my friends. Like, yeah, I was pretty much the battered spouse in a relationship. People would be like, dude, did she fucking hit you? Like, no, I shouldn't have said what I said.
I fell down the stairs.
I shouldn't have said what I said, but you know, she only does it because she loves me, and she was right. I was in the wrong.
She put a phone book up against your ribs. And
Why do you know those tricks? Right? Why do you know those tricks?
Just in case I need to know.
You want
to
know the worst trick? This actually happened to a friend of mine.
Bar soap in the sock.
Orange in the sock.
Orange.
Him and his girlfriend got in a huge fucking fight, and he dipped. Because like she's screaming and yelling, and she was fucking crazy, and she came at him, and he's like, nope. And he fucking left, and he called me. And I was going to go pick him up. Or no, I was trying to find a ride because at the time I didn't have a car. So I'm like, don't worry, dude. Just fucking head this way. I'm going to call around, see if I can get you picked up. This is when we were real young. And then he calls me back and he's like, don't fucking worry about it. She just called me. She's fucking crying. I'm going to go handle this. Like, fucking whatever. Turns out that she called him back and was like, hey, come back here. Like, you know, I'm so sorry, blah, blah. And as soon as he started to come back, she took an orange and a sock, hit herself on the back with it several times, and had called the cops so that the cops got there when he was there. And she's like, he hit me and like showed her back with all these like fist sized bruises all over her back. And
that's fucked up.
He went to jail. She bailed him out, went to court, dropped all the charges, said that she had done it to herself, blah, 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 blah.
Did she get arrested?
Well, I'm getting there. Because he told her, like, she like called him and shit while he was in jail and, you know, crying, I'm so sorry. And he's like, look, if you do this, this, and this, so I can get out and they drop the charges, like, I'll forget about it. We'll be back together. It'll be like it was before, blah, blah, blah.
Sucker.
Yep. Because as soon as she did all that shit, he fucking flipped around. Everything was finalized. He said, fucking turn the charges back on her. While she was in jail for like 3 days, he went, because he wouldn't bail her out, he went and got all of his shit and dipped and was like, nope, never talking to her again.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, we were real young when that shit happened.
She's probably married now.
Yeah.
And found someone who's going to stay with her forever.
And she's probably completely sane now. She probably's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I went through a little bad spot when I was younger, but
oh,
it's good.
No, that never.
You don't get rid of that type of crazy.
Not crazy like that. That's for life. That is lifetime crazy.
She's the type of girl that would be like, we should have a baby together 3 months into the relationship.
See,
and she already has kids.
Except for that baby part, I'd be the dude that'd be like, well, I believe you that's in your past. You won't pull that crazy shit with me. I was like Captain Save-A-Ho. My friends used to have a cape for me ironed out in the closet 24/7.
I need you to not do that anymore.
Yeah. Well, I stopped a long time ago. It was horrible.
Like, yeah, you learn your lesson eventually.
Oh, God, dude, I would get burned. Anytime a girl had any horror story, my last boyfriend beat me, my last boyfriend cheated on me, I got pushed down a flight of stairs, my stepdad touches me. Oh, come here, girl. I'll show you what a gentleman's like. I'm from the Midwest. We treat our ladies right back home. And then she would fucking be with me for like a couple months and then be like, okay, well, I'm going to go over to this guy who hit me before. Okay, bye. See ya. Thanks for the fucking free meals.
I just want you to know that while you were saying that, immediately that song by Mario, You Should Let Me Love You, was just like...
Now it's going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the evening, and you know it will be.
I actually sang that in seventh grade at the talent show.
Oh, I was probably in high school. I hate you. Whenever I hear that, whenever I think about like the old days, I think about the Superman song by Eminem now. I can't be your super... Because that's like... I don't go quite that far. I'm not smacking bitches with Anthrax and a Tampax. Slapping them till they can't stand. Didn't mean to ruin your plans.
I hurt Eminem so much. That was my video.
Oh, dude.
I can't. I saw him in the white hat with the shirt open. That was my shit. I was like, did you guys see this video, though?
The first time I saw it is the Eminem, My Name Is. Like, you know, like, of course, I saw when he first came out, I was like 19, because I'm older than you guys, I hate you. And and I was like, I was up real late, and I was stoned. And I want to say it was like MTV used to still play music videos like late at night. And I was super fucked up. And they're like, oh, yeah, this is this new artist being introduced to the world by Dr. Dre. And I immediately was like, because I grew up with NWA, and I grew up with, you know, all that shit, Chronic. Like, I was like, yo, this is my jam. Like, my ears perked up. And the dude came out, and I'm like, this is not anything that I would have ever associated with Doc. Even seeing him in the video, I'd have been like, that was Photoshop. Like, they don't even have Photoshop yet, but they superimposed him. But, like, it was just so fucking weird and twisted, and just words rhymed that weren't supposed to rhyme, but they rhymed when he said them. Like, he bends the English language to his will. Mm-hmm. Like his content or not, like his character or not, you cannot deny his lyrical abilities.
Yeah.
Period. He is the greatest. Kanye can eat a dick.
You just made so many people mad.
Don't care.
So many of your friends.
Oh, me.
Cam's going to cut you.
Dude, me and Cam have had multiple.
Cut you.
I've ceded this much to Cam. Me and Cam have had multiple discussions about this. Like, multiple. I've talked so much shit about Kanye. Like, when he did that huge, Cam did that huge post about fuck all these Kanye haters. Like, I walked up to him and I was like, you know I was about to comment on that because I was hating Kanye before it was cool. He's like, yeah, I know. You would have got a pass. I know how much you don't like him. Like, I'll see this. I told Cam this, and I'll see this one point. I might change my opinion on it after this fiasco with the last album drop, but I did not knock his hustle.
Mm-hmm.
He came from fucking, you know, like a little guy in the background in the studio with a fucked up jaw because he got in a car accident to doing, you know, to becoming Kanye. I can't knock his hustle.
Rio I said think he means Kanye. He sacrificed his mother, and that's why he became so.
Holy that's shit! I should be laughing, but I am.
That's not nice.
I like Kanye West music, but
I think he's stuff. Crazy.
But I think also he might be retarded. I think he's stupid. Like, he's a stupid man.
I mean, after the accident, I wouldn't. If you look at what he did, like his first albums, that's what Kanye West was.
Right.
Yeah. Like, but he did those first couple even after the accident. Because The Wire was when he really broke.
Look at Kevin Hart. First one. When he first started out, he was incredible. And now you look at him, he does like that typical role of the short black man who's like extremely funny and loud. Like that's what he does now. And I feel like Kanye West has put himself in that mold.
Well, his last special, though, the one from MSG after the divorce and everything, Kevin Hart I'm talking about, you'll see a lot of comics like that who have been doing it for a while, like... Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy, did almost the exact same thing where they've been so public and they've been doing comedy so publicly for so many years and they've put out so much shit that this one is a lot more of just, look, you guys have seen me go through all these personal struggles, so let me tell you about it from my side because you've seen it, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. There's not as many jokes and, you know, you might not think like, oh, it's a great fucking special because it's more of his heart on there. Like, Gabriel Iglesias did one because he never knew his dad, and then it was, like, the first time meeting his dad and his mom dying, and, like, and so there's a lot of parts where there weren't even, like, you were getting kind of choked up, and then he'd hit you with a punchline. and then he'd hit you with a punchline, and then he'd choke. You know what I'm saying? But he's putting his heart.
They all have that one area in their career where they get back to where they were, and they actually become that person again. And that eventually Kanye might become that person again.
Yeah.
You know? He might but get
no, he's retarded.
Yeah, but he's not.
You're forgetting the fact that he's retarded.
He is just getting so wrapped up in his own ego and his own fucking, his own quote-unquote greatness that he's, I don't know if he'll ever get back. I think he's just going to continue to go off the fucking deep edge. Like, I mean, I kind of hope he does. As much as I talk shit about him and hate him, if he came out with another fucking LP, like, because it's one of the topics in the bowl, but the fact that he's in debt, I don't really care about, but that I'm reading articles about how this is, like, the worst album release in history because of the way it was handled. The fucking pushbacks, the name changes, the rearranging of the track list. Is that it?
He has a low IQ.
Okay, it would have been amazing if it was it.
Oh, we did that one week, too. But which one is that? Oh, so Nina picked her first bowl hit.
I
Nina?
Did. I haven't seen it, so I'm just going to sit here.
How good was Deadpool?
How? Damn it. Are you going to see it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
We can't tell you.
We can't tell you.
I will tell you this. I will tell you that I would not change a thing about it from the beginning to the end.
Fucking amazing.
I just want to see his penis.
Listen,
yeah.
you gotta look through the flames at some point, and then like you gotta find, and you gotta be like, okay.
Like from the opening credits, the only thing I will say is the opening credits, even just to give you an idea of how fucking amazing the movie is, they don't say anybody's name. It's like,
don't tell her that. Just don't.
Just. You don't want me to ruin that part because I've ruined that part for a lot of people
from the beginning. Because
it's so good. Every part about it is so good. He breaks the fourth wall. They do references to Wolverine. And have you seen Ryan Reynolds' interviews, Wolverine, or Hugh Jackman?
I have not seen that interview.
Oh, dude, it's fucking hilarious.
I saw that it was up, but I haven't actually watched it.
Oh, it's like 5 minutes long. It's so good. It's so good.
This year, just in general, is going to be really big for like comic movies.
Oh, so, because we got Age of Apocalypse, Civil War.
It's a good year for you to have Loot Crate.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, I just started really Loot Crate. I should be going home to get my first Loot Crate today, son. Oh, yeah, Will is going to love this because part of the reason that Will hates my graphic tees is because they're all superheroes and he doesn't like the nerd culture that's becoming prevalent because he thinks that somehow nerds are going to start picking on jocks in high schools. Not going to happen, son, because high school girls are still dumb high school girls. They don't realize that brains equals money and security until way well down the road.
If nerds start doing that whole gentleman's cut and man buns, I'm sure
the gentleman's cut is a thing of beauty.
What is the gentleman's cut?
It's you know the one that has that really hard
that
line,
thick part, like that shaved in part.
Yeah. That like takes off part and it's like not. It's like just.
It's like sides.
That looks fucking. This dude at my job has it, but he has it like a whole like. Fingers like swipe were shaved like this, and it's just
it
weird.
Right. It
like
it, right,
it goes
it
like
weird.
This, and everything here down is shaved, and then it kind of and it's just, I'm growing my hair out. And
what are you doing with your hair?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's happening
right there?
You're the second person in like a week or two that said something about me looking like an eagle with the way that it flames out on the fucking bottom
no, I
there.
Said you look illegal.
Oh.
You look like an illegal immigrant.
I heard eagle.
Like I look totally 90s, but we don't know what's happening with you right now.
because this is a podcast, so all of that is playing over incredibly well. I have not cut my hair since June of 15. So 6, 7, 8 months now, just about. We're coming up on the 8 month mark, and I don't do anything. I don't put any gel in it. I put a little bit of shit in the morning for black people hair to take the frizzies out, and then I just brush it.
You should do something.
See, this is the problem. This is the problem. Because I thought about curling, letting it go. I thought about letting it go curly.
At least Will puts his in that little clip.
That's cute. That's what made me fucking think of my
and
hair
then
was
when he
that
does
like.
This.
What, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do because I don't want to do a man bun.
You are in an awkward stage of your hair growth. This happens. It happened to me, too, and you got to get through it. What about hats?
I wear hats
like
sometimes.
Like full-on masks.
Just put a bag
wow,
over your
Nina,
head.
Go fuck yourself.
Just put a plastic
what
bag over your head.
I
would have
liked it
better.
No, you don't, bitch. You would have said some shit like that.
I'm just kidding. It's like that's the reason I won't get a pixie cut, though. That's hands down
you'd
the reason
look,
I won't do it.
You would look straight like Dora.
I shaved my head like Amber Rose 1 year, and I went through that phase. It
it's
was
super awkward.
Interesting.
Okay, can I just say something about Amber Rose? Two things, first of all. One, I do not feel that as a 36-year-old man who is not interested in that shit that I should know who Amber Rose is. Two, I do know who she is. I know the whole fucking story according to, like, CNN and BuzzFeed and TMZ and, like, four other websites because I do my research for comedy.
Amber Rose is on CNN?
Yeah.
They talked about it.
I did not know that.
They talked about that.
I don't even know. All I know about Amber Rose is that she's the bitch with the bald head that's platinum.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's all I know about
She's married to Wiz Khalifa, and they have a baby. And my daughter showed me a picture.
Yeah, that whole Twitter feed.
My daughter showed me, like, a little video of their baby, like, counting and saying, like, or doing math. And, honestly, it was fucking adorable. The kid is cute as shit. Amber Rose, but she used to be a video, like, a video host. She used to just bang a bunch of rappers. Kanye's one of them. They had an ugly breakup.
She used to be a stripper.
She's the one that said put a finger in her butt.
Wiz Khalifa said something about he was about to roll up some KK, which is Khalifa Kush, his strain of weed, and Kanye thought he meant Kim Kardashian, so he thought he was talking shit, so he talked shit about him, and then Amber Rose was like, nah, you're just mad because I'm not fingering your butthole. And then Kanye took down all the tweets that he put out. He had like four tweets talking shit, took all of them down. And Wiz Khalifa.
And then he said,
I don't like that. And Kim.
That's gay.
But then, like, that's gay.
I'm not into that butt stuff.
But then Kim and Amber had to meet privately to settle the beef because Wiz Khalifa said this. He didn't fucking fire back one tweet after Kanye started talking shit. He did not fucking fire one tweet off. All he said to a camera, like in real life, and he said, Kanye better run when I see him. And that was it. He was walking. Somebody was talking to him. He turned his head. Kanye better run when I see him. And kept fucking walking. And I was like, that's old school gangster rap mentality right there.
Well, he's
I am
from
okay.
Philly. What do you expect, right? He's from...
I don't know.
I don't know where he's
black
from.
Black and yellow? Yeah, that's... No, that's Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I don't know. But like...
It's still Pennsylvania, whatever.
That's like... I don't know what fucking states. I
don't fucking... He could be from Virginia. It could be W. I don't know.
But the thing is like... If you're from up north, like you don't like my dad's from Chicago, from Southside, like he does not play that shit.
Oh hell
like,
yeah.
He even at 23 he'll tell people he's from ex military, he's got a really good eye, he'll shoot you and no one will know who fucking did it. Like
I don't know what my dad does.
Dude, I used to go to Chicago all the time when I was young and I was hanging out with my gangbanging friends and uh-huh. I was being a knucklehead. I used to hang on the South Side constantly. Yeah, there's no
Were you wearing your Batman shirt?
I was not. This is when nerds weren't popular yet, so I had like all my nerdy shit in like a drawer underneath some socks and shit, and then I had all my gang colors and my gang friends out my other time, and I was like, yeah, now this is how I am. And then I go home and be like, Batman. Yo, you home? Yeah, nigga, I'll be right out. Hold on. Like, yeah, I was dumb. I lived in a bad neighborhood, you know, and I did that to not get jumped. I stopped getting jumped when I started hanging out with them kids.
You're talking about when you were little and like,
well, not
stuff.
little, like 10, 12.
It reminded me of like when I was little. Like I have this picture of me when I'm like 3 or 4, and my brothers dressed me up like a ninja.
Oh, that's so dope.
Yeah, no, because my brothers are cool. They're 15 and 14 years older than I am, so we did lots of cool shit.
Oh, that's
And I was
awesome.
Allowed to stay up and watch kung fu movies with them only. Like that was my parents were like, okay, you can stay awake. But it reminded me of the thing you asked me to do. So since I don't watch Netflix.
Okay. So that just got real weird real quick. Because even I was like, wait a minute, what the fuck did I say? I mean, I'm not going to stop it. We're going to see where this goes. Right. But what are we? No. So everybody knows about the Netflix Pearl.
I don't.
And because Nina's a horrible human being, she doesn't Netflix. So because I'm a wonderful human being, I said, Nina, you can just tell me any movie that you know you might have to download because it's not a real popular movie. Because my fan... demands his Netflix Pearl. So
no,
hopefully
the
Jander
one,
has the internet or David or Dakota or
I don't know
Adam.
If you have heard of it. On AMC, there's a new show called Into the Badlands, and I actually downloaded the AMC app.
Oh, I thought it was just Badlands. Is it
Into
Badlands?
Into the Badlands.
Okay. For the AMC app, do you have to have like cable or can you just get the app?
You can just get the app.
Does it cost money?
I downloaded it for free, I think.
Word. Okay, I'm going to start watching it. All right.
Like, I think
I did. I saw the
it's
previews
really
for it.
No, it's so good.
Like, or not, like I saw advertisements for it. Isn't like an apocalyptic world?
Well, the story's really cool. Yeah, it's post-apocalyptic.
Nice.
And so basically there are these factions. They're like five barons that control the land, and they have these people who work for them. Mm-hmm. And Sunny is like the baddest of the bad of them. They're basically like their police force. No, but it's really good. The storyline's really good, too.
It looked really good, and it's on AMC, so it's, what, an hour long?
Yeah.
Is it, like, actually, it's serious. Is there any type of, like, comedy in it at all, or is it all just straight? Would you guys stop having a side conversation while we're trying to do this?
I just put a French fry in my mouth, sorry, I can't answer you.
That's all right. Okay. So, for my Netflix pearl, I have Odd Thomas, which is based off of Dean Koontz's book.
Okay.
The story is the kid can see dead people, like ghosts and shit, but they don't talk. He can't communicate with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it talks about, like, there's another supernatural thing that can happen. I don't want to spoil too much, but basically, like, he's just a normal kid. He's a fry cook. He's not super bright. He's not big and buff. He's, you know, a little nerdy-ish looking guy. But because of this thing that he has, he feels obligated to try to help out in situations and shit. So, like, I think it starts off with, like, he sees a little girl, and he's just like, ugh. Like, he knows what little girl it is. She just went missing, and he's just like, shit. So now she, like, kind of leads him to, like, a dude that he used to know, and, like, then he ends up chasing this guy and getting in a fight with him and, like, mm-hmm. almost getting his ass kicked, but pretty much through, like, sheer will and just luck, like, helps this guy get arrested and proves that he was the one that murdered and raped a little tiny girl.
So he's like Harry Potter for ghosts.
Kind of. Except, like, he really doesn't want to. Like, he just wants to have his girlfriend, have a nice little life. He's a fry cook. Are you about to fart or something?
No. It's just the way she
is. Hey, she's, yeah. I don't watch Harry Potter, so I'm just going to go ahead and assume that that's accurate.
It's kind of like that Jennifer Love Hewitt show.
Oh,
Ghost Whisperer?
Ghost Whisperer.
Yeah, except it's not, like,
except
she's not.
With dicks.
Yeah.
You know, and like fry cook food.
And she's not, like, out trying to sell it. Like, he's really trying to hide from it. Nobody knows except for, like, his girlfriend and, like, the sheriff, because, you know, he helps the sheriff out. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's just kind of a cool story. And I like Dean Koontz as an author. One of the only things I don't like is that sometimes he takes, like, an easy way out with the ending. Mm-hmm. Like, it's too perfect, too. Like, he has the dark endings, but, like, a lot of times he just takes the easy way out trying to make it super happy and everybody's, yay, the ending, yay. Mm-hmm. But his character development, the way he does that, is always really good. And that's what a lot of the show is even though it has that supernatural effect, a lot of it's just Odd Thomas and how he's just trying to deal with life and just be a good person. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Not mm-hmm. let this control him. And it's a really good movie. And I like all the people in it. I can't think of their names right now because I didn't do that much research into, like, the fucking names like I normally do. Mm-hmm. I know the kid that's in Star Trek that plays Chekhov in the Star Trek movies is in it.
That terrible accent?
Yeah, the terrible accent. Yeah. He doesn't do the terrible accent because he's actually American.
Yeah.
I know. It's so bad. It got a little bit... It got a little better in the second movie.
Where is he supposed to be from?
He's supposed to be from Russia in the movie. Kipton, I cannot give you the word today.
Like, why is there Y in it?
He's weird. But he's a nice little actor. I've seen him in some other things. Yeah. I like him. Amelia, what do you got? I said since I gave Nina the okay to do random movies, Amelia could do Hulu.
I mean, in all honesty, I really, really love Community. Like,
That's not a pearl. Everybody fucking knows about it. If somebody's listening to my show and doesn't know about Community, go fucking slap yourself. I'll wait.
You know, I've met a few people that are like, what? Who is that? Like, what is that about?
Who is? It's probably nobody that I ever need to talk to. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't know anything.
What, Nina? You have that look on, or are you just trying not to let us hear you eating fries on the microphone?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know, like, the way you were leaning back looking at me, I'm like, is she, just don't tell me she's not a Community fan.
No, I'm just like, don't listen to me eat fries.
No, I love Community, though. It's amazing. What do you got that people might not have seen? Something unique. Maybe, like, you know, come on. Reach back into your bag of tricks. The bag of dicks. You got 200 of them. No, don't pull out your dicks, please.
I mean, I could show you
some. No, I don't want to see.
You know what's surprising is I don't have a single black dick in there.
No.
Not one.
When am I two this month?
That's
going to
be my 365. That's...
The fifth one will be a black one.
The last one will be the black one.
Okay, guys, Amelia will put her social media information out there later. If you have a big black cock, Jander, or fucking Adam, or any of the other white guys, David or Dakota, you know Dakota's a white name.
That really is. I met a black kid named Todd the other day. It was kind of weird.
Oh, wow, that is pretty.
But he goes by his last name. I was like, Don't hide that.
Yeah, no, don't undo the whiteness. Nina's got a very ethnic name.
Yeah, my full name.
What's your full name? Yeah, give me the full name. Well, wait, on you. If you don't want to do it on here, you don't have to.
My full name?
Yeah. But I'm gonna hear it. So
you're
hear
it. Yeah.
It's either now or later. It's up to you. I'm being dealer's choice, son.
I have two middle names and then my last name.
All right, break it all off for us. Take a breath if you have to. I know how your name can get over there.
Nina Chandrauti Prasad Ramdat.
Oh, that's so ethnic.
That's so ethnic.
Oh my goodness. Now, I've asked you this before. You're Guyanese, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I thought. And then somebody was talking. They're like, "Yeah, Nina's Indian." I'm like, "No, she's not." And they're like, "Yeah, she is." And I was like, "No,
I'm Indian, but just from Guyana."
Yeah, well,
Indian.
No, you know what I meant.
Mm-hmm. from the boat. Yeah. From India, Indian.
Yeah,
but
not over there.
My parents are from the boat from Guyana, Indian.
Not over there charming snakes and shit in the turbans.
Not recently.
I think that's what they do. I don't
like four generations back. Yeah, but not. Yeah.
I know. Like, I don't think I actually know that's Indian, except for maybe...
the guy at the gas station?
No, why can't I think of his name now? Fucking Krishna.
Yeah, that's right, Krishna.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Krishna. Because I want to say he's first generation and maybe second generation. I can't remember. I'm American.
I'm first generation American. Both of my parents
immigrated.
First.
Yeah, from Guyana. My dad was 8 and my mom was 19, which coincidentally was only a year apart.
Oh, wait, so that's not,
my mom is 9.5 years older than my dad.
What?
Yeah.
Robin, now your mom's a cougar.
No.
Somebody asked, when I was getting my apartment, when I was doing the walkthrough or the condo or whatever, when I was doing the walkthrough, the landlord was like, he looked at me at one point, he's like, "So, where are you from?" And I was like, "Wisconsin." And he goes, "No, I mean, ethnically." And I was like, my dad's black. Like, most foreign thing you can say about me is that I'm French Creole. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Oh, I thought you were Puerto Rican." Like, no.
He was about to be like, "You can't live here."
That's it actually worked out because his dad or his son was Puerto Rican. He's like, "Oh, you reminded me of my son. He's Puerto Rican." I'm like, I think that just helped me get the apartment. I remind him of his kid.
Mm-hmm. That's like the typical thing, though, for mixed people, Puerto Rican.
Well, down here when I lived in Wisconsin, in the 80s and 90s, I got a lot of...
Mexican?
No, because I'm 6 foot tall. Fucking...
No, but you know what? I met he was like 6'3" or 6'4" and light, and he was like full Mexican.
Maybe... three to four Mexicans that are my size or bigger that are 100% like that are from Mexico.
I'm
like,
at work and people think that I'm Mexican.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, I wouldn't see it. Like, I think I guessed Guyana with you just because, like, one of the first nights I heard you did that imitation of your mom. And you're like, "You might wonder why my mom has a Caribbean accent."
Yeah.
And you're like, "Because we're from the Caribbean."
She's not Jamaican.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Which I was kind of hoping you were going to be like, "I know you were expecting an Indian accent. That's because you're racist." Like, I was like, "Yeah, call everybody racist. Fuck these white people." I'm just kidding. All my listeners are white. All five of them. And I forgot where. Oh, but yeah, when I was living in Wisconsin, I got a lot of, I'd get Eskimo. People would straight up ask me if I was Eskimo or Inuit. Because I grow such shitty facial hair.
You do?
I do. It's so bad. You've seen it. It's horrible.
I'm looking at it.
I haven't shaved in like, I think I shaved Thursday. So whatever, 4 days. And this is all that's grown. It's literally most people have this by, you know, the 5 o'clock shadow.
Mm-hmm.
My 5 o'clock shadow grows in just over my lip and just underneath my chin and on the bottom of my Adam's apple, on either side of my Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes in about a week. My 5 o'clock shadow takes about a week.
So pretty much you grow facial hair like Cam.
Yeah. Yeah, except black, so you can see it more when I don't shave, and it looks horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how in Joe Dirt, they're like, "So your hair just naturally grows in all white trashy like that?"
Yeah.
With me, it's like, "Oh, your facial hair just naturally grows in all Mexican-y like that?" And I'm not. I'm fucking 6 foot tall.
You still look. I can't talk about shitty facial hair. I was going to clown you out, but...
Dude, yours is pretty terrible. Compared to me, yours is magnificent. Like,
yeah. There's a lot. There's more to work with, sure.
Yeah, you connect. I don't connect. It's literally stops. You see right there on my lips? It stops. Like, what you see right now It doesn't grow anywhere else. This is, it just gets longer
you
at this point.
Vote for Pedro. Like he turned to the side and he just cut off. And it's like, that's the first thing I thought.
All right. Never heard that one before. I'll give you a pass, Amelia.
Beards are like the female equivalent to makeup, I think, or what a beard can do for a guy.
You can. Because
I don't have a chin. That's why I grow this. It goes like inside. So I have
that's your man contouring.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
Like
beards
Alan Canning.
Are man contour.
That's it. That's the only reason I have this.
I can't. I wish I could because I could hide. I have a little bit. It's not bad. It went away a little bit when I lost a little weight. It was worse when I was like 265. I'm like 230 now. But I have a little
good
bit of
you,
a dip,
man.
Right here. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Most of that was just alcohol. Swear to God. Like, yeah, almost all of that was just no more alcohol.
Yeah.
That's how much I drank because I'm a fucking alcoholic. I can't handle it. I can smoke weed, though. I'm okay with that.
Were you an alcoholic or were you just a dick? When you
No, I was an alcoholic. I drank every night, all night. Like my dad used to do a joke about it on stage where he was like, I was in a race. He's like, I was trying to, or he's like, when I drank, it was either pass out or puke. If I puke, I didn't drink enough. If I passed out, I drank just a little too much or something like, I can't remember.
That's
how
really sad.
Yeah.
Really sad.
My dad was an alcoholic too. He had 28, 29 years sober when he passed, without anything beyond a cigarette or an aspirin. He didn't like, even when he got prescribed drugs after surgery, he wouldn't even really take them.
Oh, what a waste.
No, he'd sell them. like he was in the program, but shit, he needed money too. So, you know, but like I can't handle alcohol. Like when I drink, I'm not one of those people that can go out and have one or two.
I've heard stories about you though, when you were drinking. This is why I asked if you were really an alcoholic or you were just like, I'm making really bad decisions in my life and I need to not do that anymore.
I honestly don't even remember most of those decisions. That's how bad I was.
Somebody told me a story about
you. I want to hear the story.
No, which one is it?
I want to hear the story.
Which one is it?
I heard a story that you banged some chick in a driveway when you were drunk.
Bailey.
No. You're shaking your head.
No, it was not a driveway. It was a parking lot. Okay. Let me tell you this. Because this, I've actually went to talk about this on stage, but I just haven't worked it out yet. And I don't know if I'm going to. But this was my second to last night of drinking. Like, the next night I drank a six-pack while I watched the Super Bowl, and then that was it. I was done. No more alcohol for me.
Was it because of her that you chose to stop
drinking? No. It was because of the situation, because I was in my fucking 30s, man. Like, that'd be a funny story if I was, like, 21,
or
22.
19.
Yeah, but I can't be in my mid-fucking 30s waking up with back problems because I fucked somebody in a parking lot. Like, that's not fucking right. Like, he gets on me about being immature for Batman t-shirts. That's way worse. But yeah, like I went out to a show in the middle of buttfuck nowhere and, was the opening act, came up cold, not even like the MC didn't even warm up. The MC sat in a chair and just talked about what was going to happen that night with the comedy show. And then, brought me up. Like he wasn't a real MC by any stretch of the imagination. It wasn't a comedian at all. So I fucking come to a cold room in a redneck dive bar. They're playing with the fucking mic. They're playing with the lights. It's a flat stage, no elevation, tiny shit ass bar. And I get up there, and the first thing I say is, hey, guys, how's everybody doing tonight? Fuck you. Okay, ma'am. Off to a great start. Fucking up. Got some of the crowd back into it. You know, did okay. I did like 10 minutes. Probably my last five was decent. You know, got, you know, at least a portion of the crowd back. Mm-hmm. A couple people just to fucking ignore me, whatever they were over there. Where the audience was, I got them back. I was happy with it. But they weren't paying me. And since they were shitty, oh, and my intro was, we don't know if he's white, we don't know if he's black, but he's something. In a redneck dive bar.
Ayo.
Yeah. But they did give me a free bar tab. So I took full advantage. Mm-hmm. And from what I'm told, I drank like a bottle and a half of whiskey to the head.
Yeesh.
Yeah. Almost got into like five fights. Didn't start any of them. One of them was this dude and his wife passed me, and I don't remember what I said. One person, Kyle, who probably told you this story, that piece of shit, loves telling this story. Was it?
I won't confirm. Or
little asshole. But Kyle, like when I was like, dude, what the fuck did I say? He's like, I'm sure you didn't mean it to sound rapey. And I'm like, what? What did I say? Because I said it to this dude's wife.
Right.
My other friend who was with me was thinks
okay,
that
you
I
just said you didn't start it, but it sounds like you might.
No,
have
no, no. Well, this you don't like, interrupt me. Okay. And what you'll hear next is that my other friend that was there was like, "No, you said something along the lines of you guys are a lovely couple, have a good night, or something like that." Because it was this couple that I'd been we'd been hanging out with like all night. Like I've been sitting there doing shots with them, the wife, the guy. Like we're just joking around, having fun. And either way, he tried to pick me up from behind. I was 260-some pounds, and he literally grabbed me under my armpits from behind and tried to pick me up and barely got my heels off the ground. And I looked over my shoulder and just started laughing in his face. I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And he tried to shove me, and I took like a half a step, and I'm just like, what? And I started just laughing like in his face. And then other people would come over and like try to like calm me down. And I'd be like, fuck you, get the fuck out of my face. And then I would just start laughing hysterically in their face. I told the bar owner, fuck you and your bar. And then I went outside and banged the chick, lost her. Oh, we couldn't find her car keys. That's
what
why we
chick?
Fucked.
The wife?
No.
I was thinking. I was
like,
no, no,
wait
no.
a minute.
No, this chick that I knew that had come out. And then we had sex in the dirt next to her car because we lost her car keys. And then I went in to get the bartender who had wanted to fuck my date because the bartender was a lesbian. And to help us find the keys. And so the bartender came out with a flashlight, couldn't find the keys, but goes, I don't know where the keys are, but there are your panties. Turns around and walks back inside. And we're just like, oh, well, guess that's over with. Like, call a cab.
I'm glad you stopped drinking.
Not me. I think you were cooler back then.
See, like, I would do fucking what, like, when I lived in Wisconsin, I jumped over a couch twice when it was on fire just to see if I could do it. I could do it the second time. The first time I slipped because it was like wet grass because it was a bonfire pit and we had stacked couches on top of each other. And
did
then
you
like,
go face first
oh
into a
goodness.
Flaming couch?
No, I went to jump, slipped. My upper body went over the back of the couch and my knee hit the back and like I did like a parkour fucking roll when I hit the other side.
Flaming
it looked,
parkour, it's new.
Yeah, it looked almost like I. It almost looked like I did it on purpose.
It started
like,
and ended with James yeah. Bale.
Right?
Like, I know how to fucking fall, okay? I'm good at that shit. And I got up and, like...
I fell on a basketball court by myself. No one near me.
Nope, I jumped a flaming couch, have a scar from
athlete.
It. I used to play sports. I played football and I played basketball. I've been on softball teams. Like, I used to actually be fairly... I know you guys can't see it now. But there's an athlete's body somewhere underneath here. Yeah. Not like a very good athlete, but like a decent, you know, like a rec league athlete.
Never been an athlete. That happened, and my friend's mom was like, you couldn't even blame that on anyone else. No one was around you.
I used to play basketball for like hours. Like I used to be, like I was never ripped. Like I've never been like super like jacked, muscular, like fucking model dude. Mm-hmm. But I've been nicely toned. Where like you could see definition of my arms and shit and my chest and not breasts. Like, I never used to have breasts.
What does it feel like having them now?
Well, I have lost them quite a bit.
You have. They've gone, they're like A's.
When I was 265, it was probably a low B.
Really?
Which was really weird because that's actually my favorite bra size for a girl. I like a solid B on a chick. I'm more about that ass. I don't know why I just said that.
Why did you say it like that?
Why is this conversation going here?
But anyway, back to me. Because it was weird that I had my favorite tit size was on me. And I'm just like, this ain't right because I got hair on my nipples and shit. Oh. I got a tattoo on my titty. My daughter's name. Sounds weird when I have a titty. I never used to have tits, though. So it was okay.
That's funny.
All right.
It just took a weird turn.
Yeah,
it
was just super weird.
Yeah, it got super weird.
I think you started talking about young James Bailey. That you had a crush on, and it just got out of hand for a second.
I would have totally banged young James Bailey.
I feel like you would have totally banged young James Bailey.
Just out of respect, just like, damn, dude, yeah, you're a pretty motherfucker.
You're pretty fit, dude.
Yeah, you're pretty fit. Got some nice definition there. You don't have breasts. Yeah,
you should love yourself like that all the time, Bailey.
I'm getting back there again. It's more about having the confidence in myself and not being... Because I got a little narcissistic. It wasn't like horrible. Like, I wasn't shitty to people.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, you would have. I wasn't shitty to people. I was still always nice to people and polite or whatever. But, like, when I was managing a telemarketing room, like, I would walk by, like, the boss's office when they weren't there and the windows would be dark and I'd catch a reflection just like, all right, okay. Like, because I had, you know, short hair that I'd put some gel in and I'd keep a clean cut shave and, like, nice clothes. So I'd stop and just check myself out in the mirror real quick and then keep on walking. And, like, girls that would try to date me would call me a pretty boy narcissist. Like, you can't pass a mirror without looking at it. And I'm like, well, can you blame me? And they'd be like, oh, you're so silly. Like, why didn't anybody check me? Yeah. Oh, I know why. Because they were 22, and 22-year-olds are stupid. Once they hit 23, they're good.
Listen. I was going to say, why were you looking at me that entire fucking time, you dig hole?
No, I'm kidding. It's,
I don't even think it's 22 and 23-year-olds now. I think it's just the way it is.
Well, and it was girls that I was, like, I wasn't, like, putting myself around the top-notch girls. I was putting myself around, like, vacant, shallow girls because I'd boost their ego, they boost my ego as a fucking payoff.
Yeah.
You know, like, I made some mistakes when I was younger. But now that I've lived the fat life, I'm like, yeah, if I get skinny again, I'm not going to be that guy again. Mm. I hope not anyway. That guy was kind of douchey.
You're a douche now.
That's hurtful. I said once you hit 23, girls are smart.
Bitch, I'm smart.
When you say it like that, you don't help your case. Bitch, I'm smart.
She is smart, though.
No, she is. That's why she's my friend. That's why it's okay. Kidding. That's why we're going to Holy Land on Wednesday.
You do realize I'm probably going to get kicked out.
Well, I don't want to get kicked out too soon.
Either that or somebody's going to be like, have you been saved?
I'm not going to openly mock anybody. I want to go and observe these people and see, because, like, the people that I feel go to Holy Land aren't your typical run-of-the-mill. Like, I have faith, even if, you know, maybe it's not what anybody would call Christian or Catholic or anything like that. Like, I have a belief system in my own head that makes me feel better about my day. And I don't down anybody. God, I hope that's for the fries again. Okay, good. Nina's giving me that weird faraway look. But
she's leaning over to fart.
Yeah, I can. At least she's leaning away from you.
Right.
But like, I want to, like, the people that I feel go there have to be so fucking extreme that I just want to see how those type of people live. Like, how do you do that?
Have you ever seen TLC Wife Swap? It was this one episode where it was like a really Christian family, and then the other family was just like, I guess, they let the kids do whatever. They didn't go to church, nothing like this.
That sounds like every episode of Wife Swap.
This woman, like, she, at the end of the show, like, she was so, like, she felt so dirty from being in the house and so unholy that she, like, went into her own house and was screaming, I'm a woman of God, and, like.
Marguerite, I remember that episode.
And she tore
what
up
the fuck?
She tore up the check from Wife Swap and was like, I don't want your devil money or some shit like that.
She was an older fatso pig.
Yeah, missing teeth.
And yeah, she was like just country bumpkin looking, and she tore up the check. She was a God warrior, and she tore up the check, and then it said afterwards that after reconsidering, she's accepted the money and went and got gastric bypass surgery.
Oh, of course.
All right. Fuck you. You are never allowed to talk shit about my graphic tees again. Bitch, you have episodes of Wife Swap memorized.
Only this that's, one. And I'm telling you, if you saw it, you would understand.
She sounds crazy.
Oh, she was
terrific.
It sounds
like one of those things you can't forget, like when you actually see Honey Boo Boo's mom talk.
I've never seen.
You'll never forget it.
So slow.
Somebody did a video of her saying, of Honey Boo Boo saying something about a goat. Like, I honestly did not know who Honey Boo Boo was for probably the first close to year of her fame. Like, there is a long time where I just refused to turn on anything that might introduce me to pop culture, like shit like Wife Swap and Honey Boo Boo.
You know,
and
it's
the
really sad,
I didn't know who the Kardashians were for like a fucking year and a half.
James, you're a
show.
Consumer of pop culture.
Well,
you,
now
you
I
consume
am.
It.
Yeah, this was when they first started becoming famous. Like, the Kardashians, people were
you
talking about the
refused to be a part of it.
Yeah, but now it's like, you know what? These people are fucking ridiculous.
Does anybody ever call you Jim?
No, because I don't allow it, because that's fucked up.
All right.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Why would you? Why?
I don't. I just don't like that. I don't know. I've always been. I used to go by Jay or JJ when I was real little.
Yeah, but why would you call him Jim?
James.
James. Just short for Jim.
Jim is short for James.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't. How do you? How are you 23? Remember a minute ago when I said 23-year-old girls are smart?
No, but like that, I've never heard of that before. Like, I've heard like the Dick and Richard and.
Well, of course, you've heard the Dick.
I've seen it too.
Set them up and knocking them down.
Yeah.
I know. I always feel that was just such a great just.
No, but like I've heard of like Bob is short for like Robert or Bobby, something like that. But I've never heard Jim. Is
where did you think Jim came from? Do you think it was just a standalone name?
Jimmy, I don't know. Fucking something Jimmy.
No, Jim is short for James. I don't know how or why. The same way that Bob is short for Rob or Dick is short for Richard.
I really want to name my kid like Jimothy now so that he can be short
Jimothy.
For
you don't do that to that poor child. That's like.
I don't think she really would.
That's.
Do you really think I'm going to have a kid? Like,
fair
you,
enough. Ugh. I don't know. As many dicks. I'm surprised that your phone
you
hasn't
can't
had another
be in that
phone.
Boat
do you know
until
I
you're
have
my
birth
age.
Control. Like, that's. That's what I do.
That's an iPod too.
Your iPod is going to give birth to an iPhone. So many dicks all up in it.
That's
an Android,
mess.
So that's I don't have to worry about that.
So your Android is going to give birth to a Fitbit? I don't know. I'm trying to think of a smaller Android device. I don't...
A Zune.
I don't understand how people accidentally get pregnant anymore. Huh? Like, I don't get that, how you accidentally get pregnant.
I know how it happened 16, 17 years ago. I know how
now,
it happened.
Now, I said
yeah.
now, nowadays.
Like, how does your pullout game... Like, even if you do have a pullout game, why don't you have birth control? Like,
first of all, who's trusting pullout? Nowadays, with all the...
We've talked about this
like,
before.
This
dude,
is my...
with all the random fucking... with and the quote-unquote hookup culture... It like I just
what's
I
the
wouldn't...
worst you're gonna get? Realistic
AIDS?
No, straight people don't get AIDS, dude.
A kid. Okay, first.
Wait, what?
Straight people do not get AIDS.
Okay, to any children
they don't.
Listening to the podcast, do not
disregard.
Take that as, I mean, first of all, there should be no children fucking listening to the podcast.
He just made a comment that someone who'd be voting for Donald Trump would make. Like,
right. Well, he is voting for Trump.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not voting for anybody. Last week, or last week, no, before David, when we had Orion Band on, they were some hardcore Bernie supporters.
Oh, God.
Hardcore Bernie supporters.
Yeah.
That was tough.
Yeah.
That was very tough for me.
Yeah,
I
Will,
had to leave.
Look, I support Bernie just because at this point, I believe that he's the best of a worst
he's
fucking
gonna
option.
He's going to die before he can even really do anything.
You know what? I thought
he better pick a good VP then.
He's only like 4 years older or 5 years older than Hillary is, believe it or not.
How old is...
Oh, wow.
Hillary's 69 years old, I believe. And
well,
I think
he just
he's 74.
He looks 1,000 years older.
Yeah.
He looks like he's about to break.
He just looks like he was made right after God made dust.
Like, it was dust.
I'm just going to clump this together.
And then
go,
Bernie, and then he made his hair with cotton.
Oh, wow.
He looks like he has his shakes, though. If you like really watch him when
it's
he's talking.
It's probably early
like,
onset
like,
Parkinson's. Who knows? He's 100.
74. But anywho, so yeah, the kids were driving me bonkers. I had
they're super, super liberal and super, like, I mean, it was funny, and they're probably listening to this, so it was funny, Dakota, when you said this, I laughed. He said that he was born with, he's one of the people, because he's a young, he's like a 19-year-old white kid who's like, he's never he doesn't have a rough life, and he admits it, though. He's like, I'm a 19-year-old kid, I'm pretty much am white privilege. But because I've always had white privilege, it does make me sick that there are so many people that get so discriminated against. Because like, he's not looking at it like it's his obligation or duty. He's looking at it like, no, like, I've had, you know, a pretty... Like, other people should be able to have the life that I've... Other people should be able to go about their life without being harassed, without... Mm-hmm. So he's just like... It's more of like a hippie thing. It's not like a social justice warrior thing with him. I will give him credit for that.
Yeah.
And I've never heard anybody just be so like, no, look... Yeah, by very definition, I am white privileged, but I don't think that that should, you know, like, I shouldn't be any better than anybody else because, you know, I haven't had struggles. Other people shouldn't have struggles. Will, on the other hand, just a complete asshole, hates everybody, thinks everybody should always struggle all the time. Not racist, just a humanist, just hates all humans.
I think that we take things for granted. Like, there are things that we've never had to deal with that, like, my parents, my mom and my dad, their love story is so incredible. Like, my mom, I mentioned it on stage a couple, like, maybe once, maybe once or twice. Like, my mom's been shot in the head.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. My mom has a bullet lodged in her skull.
Damn. Well,
how do you not tell me this for the first time we hang out?
Oh, you didn't? What?
Yeah. That should be day one stuff. Like, hey, I'm Nina. My mom has a bullet in her head.
No.
What up?
But, like...
I'm part thug.
Yeah.
They immigrated here from Guyana. My mom had an arranged marriage when she was 17. Her first kid when she was 19. Before my brother was actually born, my mom was pregnant before that, but she, like, slipped and miscarried the baby.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then... I think, what was it? She had my brother when she was 19. Then she had my other brother, Steve. My sister came along not too long after that. Her first husband was abusive because he did not want to be a part of an arranged marriage. And then...
But they can't tell their parents? No.
She was like...
I've had friends. I know some people from Guyana.
No, but like she decided to get a divorce.
Ooh.
Was she in America at this time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She can't decide that. Like, if he would have decided that, it would have been a lot different.
She decided to get a divorce.
Ooh.
And the thing is,
that
like, I know him. That's my Uncle Randy. Like, I've known him my whole life. He had a drinking problem. It wasn't that he was a terrible person, but he had a drink. He's always been an exceptional dad, you know? He thanks my dad for coming into the picture and raising his kids. He's a great man. He just has a problem.
I can 100% relate to that.
Yeah. No, he was, it's like a night and day.
Yeah.
So, but even my parents, like their love story, and that's one of the reasons I don't even know, like at this point I'm 30 and I'm like, I don't even know if that's in the cards for me, because my dad joined the military because he wanted to be with my mom. He was going to NYU. And when they started dating, his parents hated it. My mom's 9.5 years older than him and had 3 kids and had been married and been divorced.
And your dad's a college student.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see how that went cost him.
She was 32 and he was 22.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. First of all, I'm going to ask something really dumb, but I just want to make sure. Guyana is Africa.
No, it is in South America.
South America?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Ghana.
Yeah.
Yep, probably.
Isn't it close to like Barbados?
It's right next to Venezuela and like French Guiana. There's French Guiana and British Guiana, and then Brazil is like right.
Is it an island?
It's right on the top. Mm-hmm. No, the Trinidad.
Oh yeah, Trinidad and Tobago is right near it.
Yeah,
that's what it is. We're next to you guys.
Yeah,
because she has a bunch of one of my friends that's from Guyana has a bunch of Trini friends, because when she first moved to Florida as a little girl, there weren't a lot of other Guyanese families like there, but there was a lot of people from that area from Trinidad and Tobago. So she was just kind of like making friends with whoever she could that was from that area, but then still talking shit about them. Like, she constantly talks shit about the Trini girls.
Yeah, Trinidad Guyanese, like, they constantly always talk about each other.
Yeah. Like, she's...
Like, oh, you have red streaks in your hair because you're Trini.
Like, yeah. As soon as you tell someone where you're from in the islands, they're like, oh, you're from Guyana? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you're from Jamaica? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, oh, it's hysterical. Like, she's one of her bridesmaids in her wedding, like, but... She still would talk shit about Trini girls, like, and right in front of her friend, and the friend would talk. It was fucking hilarious. Yeah. Oh, what were you talking about? Like, that's, like, what's
he
your parents going to go through?
He did not shoot my mom in the head.
No, I would imagine
not. I just
want
to clarify that.
Was it the first husband?
No. That's what I'm saying. Uncle Randy did not. It was his friend.
Oh, his friend.
His friend decided that I always tell my mom that she needs to write a book about her life. But... Because he was abusive, he used to have this friend that used to come over all the time who was engaged to, like, this Filipino woman, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And whenever he would see that, like, he was getting drunk, he would be like, hey, come on, man, let's get out of the house, let's go do something.
Yeah.
So that he wouldn't beat on my mom. And then
so he saved
the
her
girl
to shoot
that
her?
He was engaged to decided that she was going to leave him for someone else. So he decided that him and my mom should be together. And my mom was like, no, I'm not going to run away with you. And then his reasoning was, well, he's going to kill you anyway. So he actually held a gun to my mom's head. He shot her. And she fell, like, on the couch. And then he shot himself. And he fell on top of her. My mom pulled herself out from underneath him and laid on the floor from, like, 10:30 in the morning, I think, till, like, 4 in the afternoon when her mom came home and found her like that.
Holy
what
shit.
What the fuck?
That's
like,
crazy.
What do you,
yeah.
How did she survive?
Conscious the whole time. She said She said she didn't. She doesn't remember losing consciousness.
Like, how did she survive? Like, it had to have been a small caliber pistol, I'm assuming, because even. Had to have been a 22.
My phone's over here. My dad sent me an email.
Oh.
That has the. She had, actually, this year, she had an MRI done for the first time, or a CAT scan, whichever one was not magnetic.
I gotta say,
it's
cat.
Yeah, I think it's cat scan.
I wanna say
yeah,
it's
she
cat,
had a cat scan done, and it's the first time she'd ever seen it.
Oh wow! Yeah.
So the brain is a weird thing. Like it's a you can get hit there and potentially live. It's crazy that happened, because you probably not, but there's just some areas of the brain that you can get away with that.
I mean, and see, and then there's people like there's you know, you get in a fist fight with somebody, you punch them. They fall, they hit their head on the ground, and they die.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, so weird.
Yeah.
So, like, it makes me believe then that, and see, like, that's part of the thing. Like, there's such weird shit like that not all of it can be explained by science. So there's something. Whether or not you want to call him God, like, I don't know if I quite call him God because I'm weird. But there's something. or some like things. There might be more.
That is the bullet in her head, and then that's a fragment.
Okay, so wait, the fragment's in the front?
The fragment's behind her, in her nasal passages, okay. Yeah. And then there's one behind her eye.
Okay, so for the listeners, like if you were looking at me, the fragment would be behind my nose, like in between my eyes a little bit.
The bullet right there lodged in her.
But then
temple.
The bullet would be in the temple. So if you're looking at a skull, it's like pretty much next to the eye mm-hmm. socket. Oh, that's insane, dude.
That's wow. crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
That was before I was born, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The years. My sister was a baby, and she's 12 years older than I am.
Nina was not going to be stopped.
I'm coming.
It was like, look, I need to come out there in a few years. Don't let this fuck around with you. Just save her body. Save the uterus. We gotta make this run.
Yeah, but no, like...
That's insane.
It's stuff like that. People don't have to deal with shit like that. I mean,